Someone asked me the other day a question I hadn't thought about for a long, long time. I said, when I die and appear before God, is he going to go through all of my sins before I get in? And I said, no, I really don't think so, because for most of us, that would be our eternity, just going through the list. We wouldn't have any time after that. But anyway, God doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way at all. He talks about forgiveness a great deal, the gospel again today. We've heard, how many times in the course of the year do we hear gospels about forgiveness? Forgive as I have forgiven you. How many times do I have to forgive? This gospel translation says 77 times. The old translation said 70 times, seven times. So anyway, when God talks about forgiveness, he doesn't keep a list and say, we'll discuss these later. Because, number one, he's God. He could keep track of everything he wants to. But that's not the God we know. The God we know loves and forgives. And when God says, I forgive you, it's like it's gone. It's like it's disappeared. It's forever gone. He's wiped it out totally. That evil is gone. There may still be effects of that evil in our lives, in the way we act, the way maybe our health or something was damaged by what we were doing, whatever it may be. But as far as the sin that is forgiven, when Jesus said, I forgive you, it's gone forever, forever. So you don't have to worry about waiting in line for a long time as God goes through all these things one by one. But the interesting thing is, like in the Lord's Prayer, we pray that every day when we say the Lord's Prayer, think about what you're saying. Forgive us our trespasses. We're asking the Father, forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. Now that's the tough part. That's the really tough part. We know God, excuse me, we know God is capable of forgiving us. His whole life on earth was to reveal that to us, how much he loves us, why he came to teach us a way of life, to forgive us, make peace between the Father and us, so that we have a right to once again claim our inheritance as children of God. So that's the reason he came. But for us, it's not always that easy. I mean, there are many circumstances when somebody says something to us or maybe makes a remark behind our back that somehow we hear, we get the message, and maybe it offends us. But most of the time, we're big enough to be able to say, I forgive you. And frequently, when somebody is made aware of their indiscretion, they are very happy when somebody says, it's all right, I understand, I forgive you. And they appreciate that. But at the same time, there are people in this world who do not appreciate being forgiven. And there are circumstances in people's lives that make it very, very difficult to forgive because of that. Because if you have someone who is constantly bad-mouthing you, this is a mild case. Somebody's constantly saying things behind your back. You know it, and they know that you know it. And you can say to them, it's all right, I forgive you. But they have no intention of even wanting to be forgiven. They don't care if you forgive them or not. They're just nasty. They just want to be mean to you for some reason. So how do you forgive somebody like that? It's kind of a whole different scene. Or it's like somebody who is maybe bullied, kid in school, or somebody at work, somebody in your workplace, who is constantly being bullied. And they can be as good a Christian as they can be and try their best to try to forgive. But if you have people who don't care anything about forgiveness, they're not going to get anywhere. So they can say to the person, I forgive you, and sincerely mean that, but if the person has no sense of that at all and doesn't really care, what are we supposed to do in those circumstances? And I guess essentially the message is forgiveness. We keep trying to forgive. We are supposed to be messengers of forgiveness and peace in our world. That's what St. Paul says that we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be messengers of forgiveness and peace. But if somebody doesn't want to be forgiven, and they will not will not allow our wounds, our emotional wounds, to heal, or maybe our physical wounds, what are we supposed to do? But our Lord says, I would like for you to forgive. It's hard. It's exceedingly hard. And in some circumstances, all you can do is simply ask God, give me the grace to be able to forgive this person. And you're doing your job. You're doing your job then. Because some people, by their behavior, they obviously don't care. You see that sometimes in crime situations, and you see families that are terribly hurt, wounded by somebody who commits a terrible crime against a member of their family, maybe even kills a member of their family. And how many times you see the people who are basically good Christian people who are trying to do the right thing, and somehow or another they muster the strength, the spiritual strength, to say, I forgive you. And the person who committed the crime just looks at them, mocks them, laughs at them, makes a fool of them, or tries to. So how do you ever feel that in your heart you can forgive such a person when they don't want your forgiveness? They think it's a joke. What do you do? And the only thing we can do is pray. Even Jesus, when he was crucified, prayed for his executioners. He prayed for them. Maybe they didn't care at the time, but somewhere along the way, the grace of God is always very, very powerful. And maybe at some moment in their lives, they're going to remember that there was this person that I did everything in the world to hurt and offend and destroy, and that person had the nerve to say, I forgive you. Do they love me enough that they would even be willing to make that effort? And you think about the people sometimes that you see on TV who do that. To look at that criminal and say, I forgive you. Maybe at that time it doesn't touch that criminal, but maybe with the prayer that goes along with that, at some moment in their life, they may have a light that says, somebody loves me. Somebody in this, all of this vast universe loves me enough to say, I forgive you. I don't hold this. I don't want any evil to befall you. So when we talk about sins, our own sins, and how God is able to, when he says, I forgive you, it's gone. We're not that good. We're not that good. We're not God. We can love another human being enough to say, I forgive you. The memory of it will probably remain with us a long time. Maybe the pain of it will stay with us a long time. But at least we know we love enough that we are trying to do what our Lord taught us. He could do that and forget about it because he loves perfectly. He knows us, he knows more about us than we ever know about ourselves. And somehow he is able to understand that there is goodness in there somewhere, if only it can be reached. And maybe that's what our hope has to be. Maybe we won't have that freedom of saying, I've forgiven the person, it's off my chest, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Well, if you were trying in your heart to forgive, you were doing the right thing. You don't have to worry about it. As long as you make the effort, as long as you pray for that person, you are making that effort to extend that they be touched with forgiveness somewhere in their lifetime. If we do that, then we are fulfilling, to the best of our ability, what God asks us to do. Sure, it would be nice if we could say, I forgive you, and all hurt, all pain, all difficulty goes away. Everything is healed, but it doesn't work that way. We're human. We are not God. He sets the direction, the pattern for us. This is what I would like for you to be able to do. But he also understands that we are human and that there's it's sometimes a very, very complex, puzzling, difficult situation. So he said, as long as you are trying, that's all I ask. God does not remember our sins, our past. And we do well if we can kind of forgive and forget too. It frees us a great deal. But remember who we are. We are not God. We are trying to be God-like. He dwells in us and calls us, and inspires us and directs us and encourages us. All the things that we need, he offers to us, as long as we're willing to do our part and at least try. So when he says forgive 70 times, seven times, that means that we're always willing to give the person another chance. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes we find it very, very difficult to do. Sometimes in our hearts we just can't say, I forgive you. But then we pray that maybe one day before we face God, that we will be able to say, I forgive you.